This podcast is brought to you by Oracle Cloud Infrastructure. Oracle offers suites of integrated applications plus secure autonomous infrastructure in the Oracle Cloud. Visit oracle.com. And by Syntax. Syntax is an Oracle managed service provider delivering technology solutions and professional advisory and application management services to over 800 customers worldwide. Visit syntax.com. And by ArcLight. ArcLight is a national enterprise solution consultancy focused on delivering transformative cloud projects that help organizations elevate, transform, and grow. Grow with us at arclightconsulting.com. Welcome to Ascend with Carrie and Mohan, brought to you by the Oracle Applications and Technology Users Group, OATUG, and the Oracle HCM Users Group, OHUG, to talk about all things related to the Ascend Oracle Users Conference, which is held annually in the United States. Coming up, our next conference, Ascend 2024, will be coming up very soon, June 17th to 20th, 2024, at Caesars Palace in Las Vegas. And this is our 11th episode on Ascend with Carrie and Mohan. We've invited Bill Dunham, president of OATUG, and Tim Stofka, president of OHUG, to join us and talk about some of the themes coming up at the Ascend conference so you can get ready for a fulfilling and productive experience. So let's jump right into it. We have a lot to cover today. Turning it over to you, Mohan.
Welcome, Bill and Tim. It's great to have the leadership team out here. My first question to Bill, how relevant are our Oracle user groups today? And how are we making our OATUG membership valuable to our members?
Well, thank you, Harry and Mohan, for having me today. And Tim, good to see you again. As far as the user groups, the relevance today, very, very relevant, probably more so now than 5 years ago. You start thinking about the shift of organizations going from legacy applications or on-prem applications up to cloud applications or cloud infrastructure. A lot of new things happening in the Oracle world that are requiring organizations to, seek input from fellow users, professionals, associate members, user members, things like that. But these organizations, these user groups, have real world stories to be told to members, where they can go basically learn and learn from partners, Oracle, and users. But very relevant today, more so probably than really within the last 5 years.
Thank you, Bill.
Yep.
I'm going to jump in with a sure. question for Tim. So Tim, you're OHUG president, right? And Bill, OATUG president. So two great organizations, but how did you guys get together? How did these user groups get together and end up deciding to put on this Ascend conference together? What makes this partnership work?
I think it has something to do with the O.
Yeah.
Right,
no, good day. And thank you also for having me, Bill. Good to speak with you and Mohan and Carrie. It really was, when you look at the silver linings of COVID, this definitely was one of the blessings, I think, that came out of COVID, because we had our own conference, OHUG having their own conference, and OATU had their own conference as well. And we just thought, hey, when we navigate this COVID landscape, let's just try and do it together. So let's bring the synergies of both organizations together to have that family reunion where we really can focus on all of the Oracle applications, like Bill said, the O. When we can focus on everything from the spectrum that's now in Oracle Cloud, HCM, ERP, CX, supply chain, everything that's in there, hey, we can have a conference where everybody can come, have a family reunion. And if you want to be hybrid in the very beginning, you could be hybrid. And now that's really how we got together. To me, it was a blessing of COVID.
No, I absolutely agree, Tim. You know, I think, you know, certainly we serve a lot of the same membership, right? There's a lot of overlap. It just made a lot of sense to bring the two groups together. And really, it's been really an incredible journey the last few years. I think it a testament to where we are with the early signings for the upcoming conference, things like that, things that we know about. Everything is looking at the Ascend 24 as being a very good conference. So very excited about that.
Yeah, a related question to Carrie is, so in our age and time of virtual meetings and online conferences, Ascend has still been able to attract a sizable in-person audience. Any comments from both of you? What's the secret behind the success of Ascend Conference?
Yeah, you know, I think the secret behind it, and I just think it's the nature of human beings that we need to get together. We need to be together. Digital communities, to me, are awesome, and they're a place to go to, but there's no replacement to being face-to-face, elbow-to-elbow, breaking bread with other people who have the same problems as you. Things get done so much faster, so much easier, and it's a great time for all of us, in my opinion, to get together face-to-face and then just build our networks while we're there. So then throughout the year, whether it's in a digital space or in a regional space somewhere we can meet up, it's profoundly greater to be in person than it is to be hybrid.
No, absolutely agree, Tim. And I think, you know, obviously some of the users get the, or the attendees get to evaluate some of the content too. They're seeing that the content we're having, we're now offering more and more, you know, cloud related sessions, and we're attracting new membership from the cloud world, or excuse me, cloud community. So really quality content, excellent presentations, Oracle's engagement, things like that really helping us. I mean, Oracle's got probably the biggest commitment to the Ascend Conference than they've had in the last 5 to probably more years. But it's going to be a great conference. And I think, you know, Tim, the in-person elbow-to-elbow is a big, big piece of it, is being able to interact, have those hallway conversations, things like that, that you cannot have in a virtual world.
And if I may add, like my personal experience, once I exchanged about 20 emails to set up a like vendor meetup demo kind of thing, and I went to Ascend Conference and I could just walk up to the vendor booth and, you know, view the demo. So it was much easier than, you know, going back and forth, scheduling and all. Like you have all 3 days. So the best I do, and you know, look forward to later some tips from you all how to plan attending Ascend. So I'll have Carrie ask the next question to you.
Yeah, with Bill, you mentioned the big Oracle presence that we're seeing this year, which is super exciting. Let's dig into that a little bit. Is there anything in particular that you'd like to talk about that's exciting you this year for the Oracle folks showing up?
No, that's a great question. I think we've seen really their commitment to both OETUG and OHUG is more so really, again, this year than we've seen in the last, you know, 5 to 7 years. I'm privy to information. I see a lot of almost every Oracle product manager we could want to attend our conference is going to be there in person presenting. You know, so their Oracle's willingness to work with us to get their top-notch product people, speakers. I mean, they're doing things such as hands-on labs, the executive leadership session that they're talking about. They're really, Oracle's just excited about Ascend as we are. So this is going to be really probably one of the best conferences where we kind of all have been together as a community, and we've got Oracle there with us. So I'm looking forward to it.
I love that. Yeah. Tim, any comments from you on the Oracle presence at Ascend this year?
I think it's outstanding. It just goes to show how Oracle's leadership sees the value in user conferences, and they get to learn so much more at one time in one setting instead of going to visit with customers individually. Not a substitute, but it's a way for them to be on stage and see the reaction of the crowd immediately, to get feedback on things that are on their roadmap or things that they're currently working on today. So it's just awesome that they're taking the time and investing their people and time just to be there. So I can't thank Oracle enough for participating in this year's Ascend Conference.
Yeah, those are great points you guys are bringing up, is that the participation there with Oracle is such a two-way partnership, isn't it? I mean, you talk to those guys and yeah, the product managers go nuts getting this access that they don't usually get to so many customers and users at the same time. And that, you know, able to aggregate that feedback from them all within a couple days is huge. And, you know, Mohan and I have talked with some of the people who help with those liaisons. And it's a super exciting time with a lot of just good information and feedback between our groups that happen in such a short, exciting period in person.
And Carrie, it's not even for the installed base group, it's also for the white space, all the application sales managers. I encourage them to bring customers or prospects, not customers yet, potential customers to this conference so they can see what they get on day two of post-sale. Not only do you have the system, but then you have this community that exists to help to support them, that they have other places and people that they can go talk to and see after they go live. So to me, if I'm an ASM trying to sell stuff, I'd be bringing them to Ascend.
You know, Tim,
that's for that reason.
That's a great point. I received an email on a new member to our community, and I think they joined last week. And I saw they posted something on one of the community pages today. So their engagement post-sale after they're live, they have a question. They knew they came right to our community and posted their question. What better way to kind of, you know, make that transition in from the whole, you know, implementation process? You've got us as a supporting community to help them. Throw those questions out there. Somebody will answer for you. And they got an answer. So I saw that and I was like, oh my gosh, that's just perfect timing. But no, great point.
It's amazing.
Well, the topic of Oracle, I want to hear from both of you. On Oracle's recent announcement of their commitment to offer the Oracle Premier support through 2035 for Applications Unlimited Stack. Want to hear from both of you. What do you think about the recent announcement?
I'll go first. I think it's awesome. I think it's awesome that Oracle is not forcing people to move to Oracle Cloud immediately. Do I think you should go to Oracle Cloud? 100%, but they're not forcing them. So you can take your own flight path, your own journey to get there when you want to, and they're giving you that 10-year runway to still get there. So I think that they're still investing in legacy products, whether it be eBusiness, JD Edwards, PeopleSoft, Siebel, Hyperion, that they're still making investments in it and supporting customers where they are. And they're giving you the opportunity to finally get to Oracle Cloud. So to me, I'm glad they just didn't pull the plug on all those great products from years ago. And they're giving people the opportunity to get to Oracle Cloud when they can get there and supporting them where they are today. So to me, it just goes to show Oracle is in tune with their customers. And they're also building for the future on the Oracle Cloud products. So what are your thoughts?
Yeah. Hey, I think obviously the announcement was expected, and we're going to continue to expect these every year. There's going to be this continuous, you know, 10-year rolling, you know, premier support, and ideally, you know, as Tim pointed out, it is giving organizations time to react. You don't have to migrate today. You don't have to go tomorrow, but that 10-year period is going to be a rolling period, which you can strategize your cloud journey and get there. You know, I was told by someone very important in Oracle from an EBS perspective that, you know, literally EBS premier supports can be around for a very, very long time, and it could go to 12.299. We're at 12.213 now. And his comment was, we could go to 12.299. That's a long time from now. That's a lifetime, right? So, but ideally, though, organizations are going to go through and evaluate, determine their strategy, their cloud strategy, and how it fits them, and basically not be forced into some upgrade that they don't need or migration that they need to do today. You know, set your own strategy, take your time getting there, do it on your terms, not Oracle's terms.
This is great. I'm going to circle back to kind of some more Ascend specific topics. You know, as we're coming up, gosh, super close here on Ascend, just 2 months away. We've been seeing great registration numbers so far this year. And, you know, I'm wondering, what's the draw for them? What are you guys excited about at Ascend this year? Anything new or different or anything that's particularly compelling to you that you're excited we've got in store for the attendees this year?
I'll go first. I think, you know, some of it is there's the evolution, right? We're seeing things on AI that are coming up. You know, I think if you look at from the top, I think the question was asked earlier about the top three sessions. Frankly, I don't want to pick three or five. There's just too many good sessions out there. And I think really anything around like migrating to OCI, anything that may be AI related, or OCI in general, or really cloud apps in general, SaaS product in general. Another hot topic is ECC. There's I don't know how many sessions there are on enterprise command centers for EBS, but that is a very hot topic right now. And I'll say that a couple of weeks ago, we hosted a session with Oracle where we had, I think, 75 people signed up to attend that session. And it was an Oracle partner session, and it was specifically on ECC. And it was incredible, the turnout. So I think there are just a lot of very hot topics right now that are a big, interest and draw to get folks to basically attend the Ascend conference. But I don't want to pick three or five because there's a lot of them out there that are very, very good.
Yeah, Bill, exactly. And here's what I've learned at Ascend is how can I divide myself into 20 pieces to go to all the sessions I want to go to? Mm-hmm. So that's why I also encourage people and organizations to send 20 people.
Exactly.
And have a plan on how to share notes and discuss things. But me personally, I'm really looking forward where I am at Nashville Electric Services. How do we get to Redwood? That's a big theme in Oracle Cloud, especially on the HCM side. And all of these edge apps that we had built in non-Oracle products, how we can get that into Visual Builder Studio and just the whole new framework that they have in terms of making extensions, but I want the same look and feel as someone never left the Oracle ecosystem. So I'm really in tune with Redwood, getting to Redwood, and then also the extensions that I've done in non-Oracle applications, converting those into Visual Builder Studio. So it's just like a seamless approach for our end user experience here. So I think it's awesome. And like I said, there's just not one. I need 20 of me.
And Tim, I don't know if you know, but I believe there's actually Visual Builder hands-on. There's a hands-on lab, I think, that's going to happen while during the conference. So there's not.
You'll see me sitting in there. If you want to meet me, come to that hands-on lab.
There you go. That's
awesome.
Right.
Yeah, it will be standing room only hands-on lab. So a very popular session. Mm-hmm. As we are expanding Ascend, we are having a lot of first-time presenters, but also first-time attendees. So from both of you, any tips that you can share for first-time attendees to make it a very rewarding experience for them?
Yeah, I'll go first. I think, you know, I always look at this, the people are attending for a reason, right? They're going there, to learn, to grow professionally. Ideally, I want someone to learn something new every day. Make a goal. Specifically, learn something new every day at the conference. Take advantage of the expertise presenting in front of you. Ask them a question. Engage yourself. Learn by just having a side conversation with them. You know, so interact with the presenters. Ask questions. Get involved. And I think the other opportunity really is with a lot of the Oracle leadership and product management that's going to be there. These are opportunities that you're not going to get anywhere else but a conference.
Add to it from the old movie with Curly. Like there's that one thing. I'm sure that every organization has that one thing that they're trying to figure out and understand. 100%, you will get that answer to Ascend. And one of the nice things when you talked about it, Bill, you know, I used to have these competitions with people that I'd bring to Ascend with me. Who can collect the most business cards? Now, I know business cards aren't the most, prevalent things in the industry anymore, but who can collect the most LinkedIn contacts? But because while you're coming to Ascend, you're not only learning to grow yourself, you're learning to solve problems at your organization, but you're also trying to build your network and people that can help you. And some funny stories, I've actually met people at the Ascend conference that worked on my support case in my Oracle support. So it really put that face to an SR number. You know what I mean? Like, oh yeah, I saw that you answered my SR. And then, you know, so it was like that family reunion, moving from that digital world into that, you know, face-to-face realm.
And I can't help remembering something I heard in from a social media guru recently, and that social media guru was talking about your net worth is your network. And so what Tim was just saying, like, expand your network is like expand your net worth.
It's gold, yeah. Isn't it?
Mohan, I couldn't agree with you more.
Thank you.
Well, Tim, as president of OHUG, what are some things you're working on? Anything you can tell us about, any initiatives, programs, things that you're looking at to encourage more collaboration, knowledge sharing, et cetera, within the Oracle community?
And to me, like I said, their direction is Redwood and moving everything to Visual Builder. That is like our focus. And at my current organization, you know, we're looking at putting in ERP. We're also Oracle Utilities in the middle of the Oracle Utilities implementation. So just the integrations between all of those using Oracle products, what's the best way to handle those things? That's what I'm trying to get out of Ascend and put on a great conference for the 2,000 plus attendees that we will have at Ascend.
Great.
There won't be any sleep. How about that?
Literally, yeah, there won't be.
5 days of no sleep. But it's going to be fun. To me, I look forward every year to the Ascend Con. It just rejuvenates you. It just gets you so excited when I leave, like, oh, wow, there's so many things that I didn't know that I need to learn. I have contacts who can help me. And just like Mohan said, with new contacts, just growing that network, I just get so rejuvenated by going to the Ascend Conference every year.
Yeah, when you talk about kind of walking out of an Ascend conference and then reflecting back, Bill, I know you're a big fan of like, hey, what's your success criteria, right? How do I know if something actually kind of met the needs? What do you mean success? If you go to an Ascend conference and you walk away and then you kind of look back, what kind of things are you looking for that say, this was a success for me?
Well, I think typically as organizations are preparing their attendance, I can remember years and years ago going to some of my very first conferences. It was always I think Tim said it earlier too, was that, you know, what issue are you looking to have resolved? You know, is that, you know what those problems are, is come with that problem list and then find the sessions that are relative to that and see if you can get that problem answered. Whether it's sitting in a session and just hearing what they say, or going up and talking to the presenter and saying, hey, we have this issue. Have you seen this before? And have that conversation with someone that's maybe more intimate with that problem or area or whatever your goal is. But those measurable goals, literally, here's your problem statement. Check them off each day. This is what we resolved today. This is what we resolved, second session of the day, you know? So I think coming prepared is, you know, just don't show up without any questions. You know, form your questions prior to your attendance and ensure that you can get those things answered in some form, whether it's for the user presenter or associate member presenter.
Yes, yeah, so kind
it's
of
the Billy Crystal movie, City Slickers. It's that one thing. What's that one nugget? The one thing.
That's right.
And I will end with one last question. Like we spoke about, more attendance at Ascend. Also, we have seen improvement in quality of our proposals for presentation. And Carrie and I think, and maybe Deborah also, we three of us think it's largely due to our podcast. So will you continue to sponsor a podcast for Ascend 2025?
My answer is immediate, yes.
Is that even a question? Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Resounding yes.
I think this could evolve into, if you're doing a monthly, I think you could do it all year round and then look to add, you don't have to cover the conference, and perhaps there's 6 months of conference focus and then six months of other subject area focus, you know? But I think it's something that's very valuable. I do think, you're probably getting the listeners and things like that. I think it's a great idea. I think you should continue.
As a matter of fact, we're approved to go through the end of this year for sure. So what that means is we can do a recap. We can, people are already whatever they took away, they're already starting to use that. They're still trying to keep up their networks that they started building. That's what our membership groups are for. So it isn't just the conference. You know, we keep trying to interject this. It's really an everyday, all week, all month participation in the community is where you get the most out of it. You know, each of us are doing our own thing. There's so many topics we could be focusing on. We always love to get feedback. So if anybody has a particular subject they're super interested in, please do let us know. You can find us on our websites, ohug.org and oatug.org. If you haven't signed up yet, please do for the conference, which is, again, June 17th to 20th. So it's coming up very soon. You need to get your hotel. You need to get your plans, your airfare set up, airline tickets, and go to ascendusersconference.com to register. We're going to come back around one more time before the conference with our hosts of each team, the people who are actually setting up the event, where it's going to be, how you navigate the location, how you get to the registration desk, you know, all that kind of stuff that causes a lot of anxiety before you go somewhere, especially if you've never been before. And it's Las Vegas people, so it's pretty active around the scene. Mm-hmm. So we are just thrilled to have you all today. It's fascinating to hear the conversation between you all. So we hope our listeners will stay curious, get inspired, and remember that we're here to help you ascend to new heights, elevating your Oracle experience. The podcast today is co-produced by OATUG and OHUG. Signing off for now. See you again soon.